Welcome to Last Week on Keith and the Girl. I'm Bianca Brady. Oy, 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 oy. My God. And it's like day in, day out, and we get up and we wake up and we do our day and we go to sleep and then we friggin' get up again and the whole world is burning. Everyone's upset. We have to take a second look around and say, is this real life? Is this really happening?
If you end up talking like cave people at the end of this, oy, 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 ugh, bleh.
Yeah, donk. Bianca, go donk on bed. Sleep now forever. happy to introduce my pals and yours, our pod fathers during these uncertain times. It's Keith, Mally, and Hamda. Hello.
Hello. Just so everyone feels calm about where I am, I'm never certain. So we're okay, right?
There's no certain times. All times are uncertain.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's gonna be a fun show, folks.
where are you literally, Bianca? Where are you at?
Literally in my mom and stepdad's room at their house in Massachusetts. Okay. I came up here on Friday. My mom came and picked me up with my aunt.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah, they stayed for like an hour and then we just got in the car and left.
And your cousins are visiting too, right?
Everybody lives here. Yeah. So everybody will come by. Tomorrow's my birthday. It's been great. I mean, it's been beautiful weather. We just sit on the deck, breathe fresh air. You know, I really feel like, you know, when FDR would go to his hot springs to like deal with his polio and to convalesce, I feel like this is like my convalesce, you know, in a movie where they bring the sickly child to the beach.
Yes, I know that scene.
To help her with her, you know, her delicate constitution. That's what I feel like is happening now.
Yeah, you know, I've never seen the movie that you referenced, but there is that scene in so many movies. I so relate to this. I was just talking to Xerxes about this. I miss us going out to Long Island, but like you just sit there with your family. You know, I have like a couple people in my family and we're there just to be with their kids and like just to sit down and do nothing. I call it a party because it's like, hey, guys, want a party? And they're like, yes, we'll call Domino's Chemda. That's not pizza and it's not a party. But, you know, it's just so stupid. And so I decided, because I'm not allowed out at all. And, you know, the immune compromise and everything. So I make these weird, stupid compromises that I'm not – I have no authority to push through on them, but I'm like, that's it. If I still am indoors by August, I'm going to make Michael drive out here, pick us up. Now we're all taking tests and we're all negative and then we wait and blah, 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 and all the testing will have to be in place. But I am spending the weekend at their house if everybody's healthy and it's all okay. And he also has to pick me up and drive 2 hours. And Xerxes is always like, okay, yes. And I'm like, okay, I know that you can't really say that, but thank you for saying that. And mind you, I haven't asked Michael if he's willing to do that. I'm just like, he's going to have to.
I'm assuming we're not at stage 17 by the end of the year. Will you be staying at your parents' house, your mom's house?
Well, my plan is to sort of be out of the city for the summer. And luckily I have, you know, places I can go and not be in town. And now that I can work from home or work remotely, I have the freedom to do that. So I think while it's hot, I kind of want to get out of town and hopefully come back in the fall refreshed and ready to go.
If there's a voting system, I vote for that. That sounds wonderful.
Yeah, I mean, I feel in some level like a certain amount of guilt or sort of like or maybe it's just I'm trying to really feel my gratitude because I just can't believe how lucky I am to have this option. It really feels like a miracle sometimes. So I'm just trying to really soak it in and say, like, it's okay to have a comfortable day. It doesn't mean you're selfish.
Right. Like, it's not, you know, your apartment burning or you're the luckiest girl on earth. It's, right. you know, the give and take of life.
Right. Exactly. So I don't know. Trying my best. Glad to be talking to you guys.
Hemda, what's a classy way for me to tell Bianca I knew tomorrow was her birthday?
I know. When she said it, I was like, no, we tell you. We tell you it's your birthday tomorrow. We had it. We knew it, and we wanted to tell, and we were already going to, and so,
I spilled the beans.
Yeah, you, like, we're supposed to be like, and of course, tomorrow's her birthday, and we knew it this whole time, and it's my half birthday, but it doesn't matter, but I still bring it up.
I was going to go, oh, it's nicer with your family when it's your birthday, and you are going to shit your pants. now I go, and very exciting what you said.
Yeah. Did you notice that we were both quiet when you're like, and it's my birthday tomorrow?
Maybe there was something wrong with the tech. I was like, well, we're not recording anymore. It's my birthday and they friggin' hate me. They hung up on me. So, oh, well.
No, we were so ready to be like, it's Bianca's birthday, but you're the host.
I'm turning 32 on Tuesday, so I'm calling it 30 Tuesday.
Oh, I love it.
So everybody can celebrate 30 Tuesday with me.
For the people who love you, and there are so many people listening, what would you like for your birthday? Other than peace on earth, which we will never get. So just, you know, let's die trying. But other than that.
I would say if you're able to donate to any kind of, Black Lives Matter type thing, especially right now, or if you're interested in donating to some sort of a cancer fighting research kind of place, or if you're interested in going on to GoFundMe or Kickstarter and seeing about some people of color who are struggling with their cancer expenses, I think that that's a really good way to support, you know, everything all at once and make it really localized.
I just want everybody to remember what Bianca said before this, and it's either all bad and all good. So yes, you should give to those, but then also maybe like a Starbucks gift card, maybe just a little bit. It's okay to be in a little bit of delight.
Yeah, and just tell me you think I'm funny and cool on the forums. That's all I want for my birthday. Come on. Compliments. Okay,
for the record, Bianca promises to keep the coffee black.
Of course. I only drink black coffee out of respect. but this is no time to talk about me. My birthday, though it may be tomorrow, we do have to get to the meat of the cow, which is last week on Keith and the Girl. The episodes that happened last week, it's sort of like when we did pre-COVID episodes, and then the next week we like all had to stay home, and we're like, well, last week's irrelevant. I feel like with all the protests around the country, it's like, wow, last week we were talking about other stuff, but, you know, it's our jobs to go back there and to sort of delve in. What were we thinking but a week ago?
History is still history, and last week happened. So, you know, the black and whiteness of it, maybe we have good weeks and, okay, yeah, everything's terrible, but let's go through it anyway. I'm sorry. I was trying.
It's not terrible. I'll tell you.
Same time, what if Bianca hears the Monday show that we just recorded
next
week and we have world peace?
I'll be so excited. I'll be like, how wrong we were just last week.
Oh, I want to be wrong so bad. I've never wanted to be wrong.
Really being so angry, Keith?
Different time. To be like, I'm Keith Malley. I've never felt silly in my life. but you know what's delightful? I'll tell you. Ophira Eisenberg.
Yes.
Episode 3273, Eye Contact with Ophira. Hemda's eye is better. That's a good thing about the week.
Oh,
we'll
thank God.
That up to a win.
Holy shit, that was nauseating. Yeah, myasthenia gravis took hold and put her eye up in her fucking skull. And, you know, I tried to play it calm, but I had to walk around the block before we actually started the show after I saw that mess. And it fixed itself. Yay.
So that's Emda came to work today, but looks like her eye didn't.
Right.
Yes. It's so true. Yep.
Hemda, did it hurt or anything? Did it feel any kind of way? Could you see okay? Or
It comes with a little bit of double vision sometimes. I can't say that I was, you know, having a hard time seeing at all, but it feels like, you know, after you cry, like sob, and like maybe somebody punches you in the eye, but no pain and no bruising.
Just so puffy.
Yeah, you feel the puffiness. Like, that's why in the morning I was rubbing that eye like, what is just open? You know, you could feel that you're not opening your eye and it feels like it's heavy because it's sliding down my face. So how is that humanly possible that my eye was in a different location? What disease is that? That
right.
My eye is my cheek now. What?
And then how, after you rub it and after your eye, you know, you could open it and see this disaster. Tape around. But after this horrific horror scene, do you think like, fuck, I rubbed it out of place?
No, because I know that that's one of the things that could happen to me. I've seen pictures of it because it's one it's one of the very common things that happen. And if those of you who don't know what we're talking about, I did post pictures. So there are pictures of my eye. And it's definitely in the wrong place.
But it's back.
It is back.
Yeah. She's back in business, baby.
Yeah, but now every morning I'm like, are my eyes open? And and it's just because I can see, you know, but you could still feel it a little bit, but the eye's fine. So what happens is when I realize, the first thing I do is go to the bathroom in the morning. Hi, oversharing. And
We can all safely say that's our first stop.
Yes, yes.
And you know what, Bianca? You know what I learned in 15 years? Wait for it. And then
I sit there, and you know, when I felt it being bad, I was like, it's just not opening. It's just not, you know, like maybe I'm still sleeping or something. Cause I wake up at like 5-6 in the morning a lot of times. And so I'm like, maybe I just need like another hour or something. And then when I looked in the mirror, it was shocking, you know, even though I knew what was happening, but it was still like, oh, they weren't kidding. And the pictures were real and like all this shit. So now across from me in the bathroom, there's the place where you put the toilet paper holder, and it has a tiny reflection, and all I can see are my eyes in there sometimes. And I just look to see if they're both there, because if one is not there, it's out of frame, which means it's sunk down. So it's just a thin line of like kind of a reflection. And so now
that's,
I look
handy
for it.
That you have that right there for right when you sit down on the toilet.
Well, I never noticed it until, you know, my eye was in the next room. So I guess, you know, it helped me be a noticer.
Well, it was super cool of you, Keith, to be like, okay, let's use this as a plot point for the episode. You put your sunglasses on, and then Ophira will trick her into asking, hey, is it really sunny in your closet? And then when she asks, we'll say, well, normally I don't do this, but da-da-da-da-da, drum roll. Like, major drum roll, Keith. So much fanfare.
Oh, and not yet. Yeah.
Hemda's fucked up eye to the stage. And Hemda's like, it's cool. I like entertainment and doing a show with you. You're my friend. Keith's like, I know what friendship is for sure. Yeah. I'm nailing it. And Ophira's like, I'm basically a normal lady with regular social skills. So,
what do I do now?
So that's how I took it.
You know, that's so funny.
Yeah, you got it.
That's Keith's version of empathy. It's so weird. He's just discovering that he could be half a human if he turns on one or two emotions a day. And this is the result. So.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, that's crazy.
He's still recalibrating.
Am I thinking of red or thinking about blue? And it's like, holy shit, things are breaking. And then the water oil comes out, you know.
Oh, God. Okay.
Well, Ophira is so wonderful. I feel like I feel like she's my friend and we could talk all day. You know, she's just great to, and reading her tweets, she's been so funny about the pandy. She's doing the most. She's upstate drinking wine with her kid. It's cool.
Are you gonna hang out, you, Ophira, and Hannah Burner?
That would be sweet. I mean, that would be like a cool, honestly, that's like a cool mix.
I think the three of you should start a podcast.
Yeah.
Because that's my reaction to friendship.
Yeah, cool. Cool idea, Hemda. Interesting take.
By the way, did you last week when you were talking about, you know, you want to be Hannah's friend because she's a cool cat? Did you see how people are saying Hannah's lucky if she could be Bianca's friend? How about that?
Yeah, yeah, sure, okay, yeah. Everyone's like, Bianca, you're cool and you have like a cool vibe and like you're funny and yeah, sure. Whatever. I'm saying I want to be a hot girl, okay?
That's it.
I don't care about anything else. I'm shallow, and I only care about looks, and I only care about getting guys to like me and think I'm hot. God, stop trying to console me, telling me I'd probably be a cool hang. Jesus Christ, you really know how to kick a girl when she's down. That's rude. No, but I appreciate it. And I am extremely hot. I know that because
the reason why we're staying quiet again, because just like when you said it's your birthday, we already know.
And I'm gonna say it.
Yeah, we wanted to tell you, but okay, you go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, it's just I don't give a lot of clues about my hotness. It's like you really have to do a lot of detective work to find it.
You have to earn it.
Yeah. So, whatever. I loved the poll for this episode, Keith.
The kitchen sponge. And I know I think we talked about this the week before, and I wouldn't even think to make it a poll, but it came up again somehow. The kitchen sponge, it stays out of the sink, or B, it can be left in the sink. This is, you know, it's one of these things that seems so silly, but I think it can affect a relationship.
It certainly can, but I have to say, I've been feeling so bad ever since I saw that poll because, to be honest, yes, I had to say it a couple of times, maybe like a handful of times, but the sponge has not been in the sink in a while.
Okay, but it's still shocking you got to say it five times.
I don't know. People are used to it. You don't even notice that you put it in the place that you're so used to. You have to undo that.
And that's insane. And that's insane.
I don't think so because I don't have to put up the seat when I pee. And if I had to, I'd have to think about it before I did it. This is it's a little even easier to, you know, put down the seat because I'm going where I should be looking where I'm going. But I don't know.
If you're happy, I'm happy. I'm not trying to start a fight with you and the Xerxes, but it is the goddamn dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Well, I mean,
You think it's bad to leave it in the sink?
It's up there with not closing cabinets. It's up there with putting the toothpaste lid half on. You know, you grab something and it wasn't closed properly, and now there's spaghetti all over your floor. It's up there with that, and it's stupid, and it doesn't make anybody's life easier to leave it in the sink. It ruins the spot. And you know what? By the way, what I've noticed is it's from people that don't even do the fucking dishes. Like they finally did a dish once and it's on the bottom of dishes for when I have to do them. That's why I'm not. I don't like it. It's bad fucking business. And And 15% of the audience said it can be left in the sink. Then they do this weird thing you may have noticed on the forums.
Oh, it's like, the double sink, the triple sink.
Oh, I didn't know. Regardless, it's a sink. Why is it in there? It's like you're trying to say, am I an asshole, Keith? I only have 45 guns. Yes, shipper, you're weird. It means you have a tiny dick. This sponge thing is the same thing. Why is the sponge in any sink? Get rid of one of your sinks and save on rent. It makes no sense.
Add
a sink, no matter how many you have.
I have a double sink. I have two sinks. And I don't understand that that's the reason. But I do want to point out that it was around the same time that Keith and I were getting divorced from our, you know, separate people, of course. And if you listen to shows around then with us revealing what happened with our different relationships and the breakdown of it, I just want you to know that for Keith, it was the sponge in the sink, the cabinet doors are not getting closed, and there's spaghetti on the floor. And for me, there was Craigslist ads of come sit on my face. And so, you know, maybe I have like different tolerance levels than you. Maybe, you know, I found titty pictures and active apps and scheduling meetups with people, women in lingerie.
Just leave the peanut butter jar out and I'll put the lid on if you don't know how to do lids. But all lids aren't just you push it down and the end.
I'll tell you what, I will teach whoever wants to love me properly how to put on a lid for the rest of my life.
Well, this is how they trick you too. You know, they're like, sure. Well, you remember your last relationship? You were beaten every Saturday? I just put a sponge in the sink. Well, okay. Well, I love myself now and I won't allow to be punched. Now I got to take a sponge in the fucking sink?
I hear that because I did get that note a couple of times where I'm like, I come home and I'm like, oh, you fixed it. And he goes, yeah, I said I would fix it. And so I fixed it. And I'm like, oh, that's so nice. And he's like, no, it's not. I just did the thing that I said I would do. I'm like, well, I'm going to thank you anyway, because that's the kind of world I want to live in. Thank you.
So do you have a special spot where you put the sponge, or is it just simply that it cannot be in the sink?
I have one of those stick'em racks, nice. You know, the suction cup racks.
Nice.
I want one of Keith's suction wraps because I have done the dishes at Keith's place when we make dinner for a listener. And I'm like, oh, this is the perfect place for it. It's very nice. It doesn't fall off. It's like a little thingy. But you know what?
Well,
I haven't.
Someone's half birthday's coming up.
Please, can I have it? Please, can I have a sponge holder?
I'm just saying. Okay, let's move along.
If we're on the proper phase for the dollar store to reopen, then
listen, I have an Amazon wish list, and I'm not saying I'm not going to put that in there.
All right, let's move on, guys. Enough chit chat. 3,274. The episode is called Daddy's Home with Liz Mealy, but I like to call it Keith and Liz dish on their friend Kyle and how cute and funny she is. But she drives us crazy. Am I right? What a fun episode. Fun to hear Liz's perspective as Kyle's friend, sort of like a Rashomon, you know, a similar take on the same behavior, personality traits that... Because, like, I feel like the listening audience, Keith, we don't really trust you when it comes to, like, describing something like that.
So I got to bring Ken around for daddy issues. I got to bring Ken for my love issues.
We needed Liz to corroborate this, and I feel it really did you a lot of favors, especially the soup restaurant anecdote.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, and it's all out of politeness too, you know. She's too polite in weird ways, and it does nobody a favor. It does her a disservice, and it does everybody around her a disservice. So,
I totally get it. And I read the book Boundaries, which really helped me to like just decipher some of that stuff with me, because sometimes I think I'm helping, but really, it's just making things harder, longer, more excruciating. So. That book really helped me. And it has too much Jesus shit in it, but you can overlook that very, very easily because they write in English and then in parentheses they like reference Jesus. But it's a
What if I end up loving Jesus at the end?
I like how Jesus is another language besides English.
It is. It is. What are you quoting? What are you talking about? This was 2,000 years ago. You don't even quote 20 years ago when we didn't have the internet so much as we do now. So what's happening? We have every, like, you can literally Google anything. You can't go by that book anymore. Stop. It's not poetry. We have new shit.
When they talk about fish back or sponges back then, they were talking about the fish, you know, go out and get a sponge from the ocean. You can't keep it clean.
It's yeah.
A different time. Who cares?
Do you think Jesus put his sponge in his sink? Of course not.
Right.
He didn't have a sink.
I think Jesus was a partier hanging out with, you know, hookers and people washing his feet or whatever. He was like just a charismatic dude. All those guys are hanging out with the same people they describe Jesus does. It's fun fucking people.
Yeah, that's true. I think I used to have more of that like politeness as a prison kind of impulse, like get stuck talking to someone. But I think as I've gotten older, I've kind of worked on it to a degree that I'm comfortable with. And yeah. I feel like it's such a relief the first time you sort of go like, oh, I'm sorry, I have to go. And you just like leave the person that you're talking to.
Yeah, and you don't like, think about it for the rest of the day. Like, did I leave too soon? Did I hurt their feelings? Should I have kept the conversation going? And, you know, in the back of your mind, you know both of you have to leave, but somehow you're both being too polite. It really is, like you said, a prison. It's just this horrible thing. Like, why did I say yes when I meant no? Why do I say no when I mean yes? Like, why do I think that's the polite thing? It's all in that book, Boundaries. I'm telling you, just, you know, take a marker, cut off the Jesus stuff, you know, just like, like the, what's the opposite of highlight?
Redact. Redact. Here's something. We started doing white strips together. Okay. Then, she remembered that with her Invisalign, she's going to get a free whitening thing. Hmm. I had to figure out that she was going to stop doing the white strips on my own. Meaning I'm like, oh, I forgot to do, we didn't do the white strips last night, you know, from our different places. And she's like, oh, you still got to do them. I'm like, yeah, but you didn't either. And you forgot. It's like, oh, I have the cleaning coming up anyway. So, and I'm like, oh, so that's fine, but you're not going to do them anymore. No, I'll still do them with you. And I'm like, okay. So my spidey senses are tingling. I'm like, you don't have to. Like, no, I'll do them the next day. And then the next day, I'm like, okay, do you want to do them now? It's like, I do have a cleaning coming up. I'm like, just tell me you don't want to do them anymore. Like, I'll use this one and tomorrow I'll do it. It's like, and then I figure out tomorrow comes, she doesn't do it. And I'm like, well, I just figured it the fuck out and you did nobody a favor. No, you may not do it. Well, I'll do it if you want me to. No, now you may not do them.
Does she think you're going to be upset if she fails on your white strip plan? Like, she's going to hurt your feelings?
Right. Who am I that made her think I would get upset? I would never get upset at that.
Get upset at that.
Thank you. You did it.
I do think it comes from, like, for me, it came from, you know, the not wanting people to call you aggressive or pushy. And then, you know, when I do stand up for, like, hey, you know, I need to speak to the right person in customer service and I need to speak to them because I pay you on a monthly basis. And these are the things that you said that you were going to give to me. So I need to speak to your supervisor. Then I get called aggressive, but really it's just truth telling. That's all I'm going to say about that. I'm leaving it there. You may enjoy. I know I'm going to hear it from at least two people.
Folks, the poll was, are you too polite? 50-50.
Oh,
so I believe it is 50-50, but I wonder, like, who hit yes, which really no, and vice versa. I'd like to see some of these too polite motherfuckers.
You know, right. That result is extremely polite, and I feel like it renders the poll kind of null. to have the results be that polite makes me think that there's some foul play.
What I think happened is people were like, yes, I am too polite. Then they had to log in with a different name because it's like, well, you know, sometimes I'm not too polite and I feel like I'm out of line. So maybe I should hit no just to balance it. I feel like, and then they just, you know, back and forth. So it's really the same person at 50%.
We're on to you, listener. We're on to you. Okay. Should we move on?
Why not? Wait, is it okay with everybody? Is everybody okay? Let's not move on just in case somebody doesn't feel comfortable moving on.
I want to talk about this literally forever. Should we move on if you want to?
Okay, the eyes have it. We're moving on. Episode 3275, Unmasked with Rod Morrow. A fantastic episode with just a guy who, again, another great hang. You just feel like, man, it's nice to be around my best friends, Keith, him, and Rod. That's how I felt when I was listening. You covered so many topics. Of course, the upcoming movies, silent trailers contest that Rod's going to be a part of. Movies during quarantine. Is the magic gone? You know, history will tell. And then moving on to obviously more, you know, the current events, the murder of George Floyd in Minneapolis, and on the same day the Central Park Amy Cooper, who just was so terrible. So it was great to get Rod's point of view on all that. I thought it was a great episode.
I am not exaggerating when I say he is one of the best guests we've ever had. We already had a mic check. We have a mic check with everybody who's going to be on Silent Trailers this Saturday. So we had a mic check with him. And when he logged on to do the show, he's like, yeah, I know you guys wanted the camera over here. And I know you guys wanted this setting and whatever. So I'm set. And he really was. He sounds great. He knows when to jump in. He's so funny. Jumps in at like, you know, it's such a great line of poignant and hilarious. Just a gem. A gem.
Yeah, he's great. And time-wise, we got lucky, meaning that he cares so much about Black culture. And you know, most people don't. You're just living your life and you got to get through it. And so the timing worked out and he's so intelligent and happens to be so funny also. Yeah, he's a gem and it all worked out.
I liked his idea that white people have to go back to work because they have too much time on their hands.
You should hear me try to retell that joke to Xerxes. I'm like, okay, he was funnier, but basically he's like, okay, white people have to go to, wait, I'm not saying it right. Okay, hold on. So they've been in their house for a long time and but he said it funny because it was like, white people have to go back to work. Let's just say.
And Amanda really pushed it. She put on blackface. She's like, okay, now.
I ended up, because Andrea made an audiogram of that episode on her Instagram. I ended up playing the Instagram and I was like, yeah, that's how he said it. It's perfect.
Yeah, listen to him say it.
Yes,
that's
please.
How he said it.
Please stop listening to me say it and cut me off next time I start.
Well, what an amazing month coming up for KTG VIPers. Frigging, we've got Matt. That started today, right? Can we get a sneak behind the scenes of that?
Well, I'll tell you, as a member, Hemda is with Xerxes is leading you on, you know, meditation, dealing with procrastination. All this takes no time, but you know, you gotta show up whether you pick the 7 a.m. or 10 a.m. time. And I asked somebody who was there at the 7 a.m. and they say I'm in Australia, but it's a good wind down at 9 p.m. I love it, and you know, I dealt with the procrastination issue. I made peace with an idiot fucking sibling of mine, as you can tell. But yeah, I like it a lot, and you know, you can still join if you're into it, be part of it. You know, everybody's going crazy now, and you need a little. At least I do. I need a little structure, and I'm a big fan. And Henda does a great job.
Thank you. This means a lot. It's like hey, I think this could work. I think this could kind of, you know, at least dip your toe in, because I think if one of these things grabs you, we do 8 different things. So if one of these things grabs you at 1 minute, that might be your 10-minute morning routine. Like if you, you know, somebody this morning learned what a sun salutation is, maybe, you know, at the end of this month, he's like, okay, looks like I have 15 minutes in the morning. I want to spend half on writing and half on yoga. I don't know. Because this is, you know, in a sense, I've been studying this for 4 years. I've been asking myself all these questions and putting it together. So to put it together, put it out in a VIP program and also in this club is, I don't know, I was very proud. It feels really good.
I remember quite a few years ago, you talking about like going on a camping trip. Maybe it was one of your first solo camping things or something. And you were like, I have this program that I want to write about 1 minute at a time. I just remember you talking about it like in the initial phases and then seeing it just come to be this whole thing. That's like,
yeah.
I think it's exactly what we need right now, because none of us have like the energy to devote more than 1 minute.
Well, that's what it came. That's what it came out of. I was just, I thought about it after it really was a big deal for me to put this on today. It was the first day we did it twice. We're doing it twice every day. But I thought about it for a second. I'm like, yeah, this is stuff I really looked into, because I genuinely don't think I could have made it in these 4 years have been really like challenge after challenge. I'm actually more than the rest of my life up until 40. I hadn't had any, you know, I had, but it was, you know, a little more spread out or, but this, a lot of things hit me and I genuinely decided to pull up from it and what can I do and whatever. And so all these little things that are in my OMAT really, really actually kept me alive. When people go like, okay, Hamda, that's a lot of things. I'm just like, yeah, this is, it's okay because I have these other, a lot of things. So, right. I can actually put some stuff on the other side myself. I didn't know I could do that. I thought like if life is handing you shit, you just kind of go with that, but you can like hand yourself this other side and make the scale tip a little bit more. And that doesn't mean that you don't have bad days, but it also means that you accept that you still are allowed these good days and you could still feel it. And even in a bad day, there are good moments. It's just a different point of view that I picked up by reading all the stuff, by listening to interviews, by TED Talks and how business people work and just all this material. This is what I got out of it.
Yeah. I mean, it's like Beyonce made Lemonade and Henda made OMAT, and I put them on the same level.
Aww. In my mind. That's which very sweet.
Very high. Okay. What was the poll here? Did we already do it? Is it?
The poll was, is there too much mask shaming going on? People go, hey,
yes.
Mask. Yes, calm down and mind your business, or no, correct these non-masked people. And I know what I voted. I said, correct them. I won't do it, but please, yes, shame them. People need shamed. Run them the fuck out of town. You got to get closer than 6 feet to do it. Fine. Humiliate them. You can do it in those instances. 77% said yes. Correct these non-masked people. Yes. See, correct them.
And I want to hear from Bianca because I disagree with that.
Me too.
Because I don't normally walk down the street and correct people. And this is, you know, there was a sign out of a window that says, pay attention. There could be just be kind to the person next to you. They could just be trying to hold it all together. Like there's so much, you know, that I don't know that yelling at another human being and taking off the mask just to be like, how is this how you want to feel? You know, just, I don't know that that's ever the answer. It just doesn't.
Yeah. I mean, if there's a policy in a store or something and you feel like you want to go up to the friggin' customer service window, and I mean, I would never do this, and say like, excuse me, there's somebody without a mask on, because it's the store's rule. I could kind of get that kind of, but I think it more just does, if you're saying like, excuse me, would you mind putting your mask up or something like, hey, I think we have to wear masks in here. I mean, there is a place in this world for politeness. I think that is one.
I'm fine with that one, but that one would go under the 77%. You're correcting someone.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I wouldn't do that. I would just remove myself from the situation where I felt unsafe rather than confront somebody in that way and tell somebody what to do. And maybe that's not right. You know, I'm not saying that I think that's the right thing to do. I'm just saying that's where I would go, because I don't like, I like to mind my own business as much as I can.
I saw somebody in like one of those orange safety vests. I don't know what their job was exactly, but they were obviously handing out masks to people that didn't seem to be wearing masks. This woman without a mask was standing at the doorway of a laundromat. And he goes, excuse me, ma'am, would you like it? Kind of keeping the distance, you know, it's not going to be some hitting or flirting thing going on. And he's like, would you like a mask? And she's smoking and deliberately like turning her head because she doesn't know how to deal with it. But obviously meaning no, but he's like, doesn't think he has her attention. Like, would you like a mask? So I just saw that go on for a little bit. It's like, just take the mask, you fucking asshole. But
yeah.
We were outside and somebody was approaching us, and I just walk away. I'm like, this is too close already. But they were asking for directions and they pulled down their mask to start talking. And Xerxes goes, put your mask on. And it was just that, it was put your mask on, and she did. And then he gave her directions, but
yeah, I feel like Xerxes could tell anybody to do anything and they'd be like, okay, and then they'd be like immediately hypnotized.
That is, it's so oddly
slumber.
It's so oddly true. It's so weird. He'll put your mask on. And I'm like, oh my god, she just did it. What?
Like Obi-Wan. But also Keith, I think
he made me give my mask to him.
Sidebar here is that if you're wearing an orange safety vest, you can pretty much do anything.
Right.
So, I always keep one in my purse.
Right. You never know. Like a poncho.
Okay. bonus conversation, guys. We're going to talk about an episode of a VIP show. Woo. Okay. And this is a new last week on Keith and the Girl segment, where I pick one episode of one VIP show to talk about on Last Week on Keith and the Girl, because we're just doing a VIP circle jerk all the time. This week's selection, as the sommelier of the VIP program, I've selected episode 15 of Diamond Dogs, featuring America's Sue Costello. Oh my god,
I feel like Keith just won a raffle prize. I did not know how much I wanted you to pick something of mine until you said that. I was like oh yeah, any show that'd be fun. I want to hear Bianca say, oh wait, no.
My dogs were barking after this one, folks, because Sue walked me all around trying to get to the point, and we never did find it. I still have no idea what she's talking about. And now I'm suspicious of Craig, because he kept being like, I totally see where you're coming from, Sue, and I totally understand. And I'm over here like, you do? Well, then you and I need to talk, because I thought I trusted you, and now I do not. And Keith's in the background just cackling like a jackal on his... It's my birthday, Keith. I know, now it's your birthday, too, because of this episode. So how did this come to be? And I went to ktg.com/Sue, and I did not see any content there. And I'm very excited.
Yeah, not yet, but it's available for Sue to give us her op-ed and the contract that changed the way everything is done and the fall of society. And she you know, how the artist has to sign an NDA. She made CBS sign the fucking NDA. I said CBS stands for Costello BS. Good for her. And that space will always be reserved for her for life.
It is funny how Keith uses our website. We have keithandthegirl.com/Pat, who
right.
it's actually his response. He's like, you know what? I talked this out. Now you have to do your shit. These are four to whatever amount of episodes where if you really want to hear my opinion at this point, I think I told you everything I felt. So if you want me to be a little more detailed about it or do it in time, you can do that. We have keithandthegirl.com/Kevin because Kevin Barnett passed away. And those are his episodes there. Some people who were looking for his content asked us to make it free for it. You know, take it from behind the paywall so that everybody who wants to hear his voice again can. Then there's now keithandthegirl.com/Sue for the paper receipts. You know what I mean? Yeah, put your receipts here, Sue.
I wouldn't hold your breath, but I told her that absolutely she can. We'll have a place for anytime she wants. The Diamond Dogs in our Beaver Boys chat room. We'd end up, next thing you know, we're always, here's Sue Costello, some things she tweeted. Here's a Facebook that we don't post that we don't understand. Somebody will be like, oh, I turn on my phone and accidentally I hit the wrong button and I'm the only one live in her Sue TV. Okay, wrong door, goodbye. You guys want to talk to her? And we said, yeah. And at the time, some of the dogs couldn't make it, which is good. You don't want too many people. But it was me, Craig, and I texted Sue. I said, you want to do this? She said, I'm the best, as she'd be happy to. And the same day, we recorded her.
You know what's cool is that you guys had a segment in your chat and you brought it live into your show. Yeah, I didn't know you guys had a Sue Costello segment in your text chain.
We have. Oh, she's loved by the Diamond Dogs. Loved.
Oh well, Craig is on notice. I'm gonna have to go to ktj.com/Craig to read his explanation as to what. That's what I got out of this episode. You know, it's like I already knew all I needed to know about Sue Costello, but now I have a lot of questions about Hollywood. Craig Klein. Okay.
Right. You're questioning about Craig now. She said that she predicted these riots. I go, you predicted that George Floyd would be murdered?
And then she's like, no, I never said that. I never said that. You're twisting my words.
Right.
And you're brainwashed.
Right. And not even when it's like so much even like that, when it's like Craig will say something. She'll be like, I didn't say that. And Craig's like, yeah, I know. I'm saying that. I'm like, okay, I'm not though. These are my words.
Well, you know, we're all just so lucky to have that, I think, Keith. Still not sure what we're doing.
I don't either.
But glad it's available. So yeah, that's this segment.
You're lucky you weren't picked. What do you think of that?
See what we pick next week.
Right.
Bianca wraps up everything that the world has ever known.
That's oh, perfect.
Guys, what a lovely time it is to talk to you all.
Happy birthday. I know it's tomorrow. Happy birthday.
Anything else you want to get off your chest here? It's a safe space.
I don't think so.
I wanted to say Black Lives Matter, but you know, all lives matter.
God. Black Lives Matter for sure. And I'm thinking of all the people out there protesting. Thank you.
Yeah.
And you're very brave and good. And I am woman. Hear me roar. This is for Sue Costello, I'm dedicating it to her. Numbers too big to ignore. An unprecedented deal with CBS. I was in the office with Les Moonves, and he said to me, Sue, I want your intellectual property, but I am strong. I am invincible. I am woman. I'm Sue. I think. Oh, God bless us, everyone. And KeithandTheGirl.com.